Hello.
Oh, can you help me up, dear?
Help you up? Well, before I do that, what's the last thing you remember?
Well, I was up the ladder, cleaning up the gutters.
Right, yeah.
Those nasty birds.
And how does it feel now?
Well, my right arm is not feeling very good. And as you can see, I'm laying down on the floor. You're not being very helpful.
Well, the thing is, you're not there anymore. You've been brought into somebody's house here for us to help and explain something to you. Something's happened, and do you have any belief about life after death, going to heaven or some place like that?
Well, they were saying that if you go to church, you'll go to heaven, and if you don't, you won't.
Well,
and I didn't go.
Yeah. Well, it's that wasn't really putting it correctly. No, there's sometimes that's all a bit confused on earth sometimes. But in fact, everybody goes on to the spirit world when they die, and something. Presumably that you fell off that ladder and it caused you to die. And yeah, but the thing is, it, you continue, life goes on, so there is a new life for you and for everyone, actually. It's not about religion or going to church. It's a truth about who we really are. And you'll go forward, and others that you've known, you will be able to reunite with, see again. Do you have someone, like parents or grandparents, who've already passed on?
Oh yeah, they all passed on many years ago.
Yeah. Well, usually one of them will come to greet you, collect you, and they'll be better to explain the new world. And
I wish I could see my Nelly.
Your nanny?
No, Nelly.
Nelly? Oh, okay. Nelly. Right, well, maybe it will be Nelly who comes. Was she a friend?
She was my wife.
Ah, okay. Okay, well, I think probably it will be Nelly then. She'll be the most likely one.
I miss her dearly.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, but she went to church, you see, and I didn't anymore when she went.
That doesn't matter at all. No.
So I get to see her again.
Absolutely. You'll get to see her. It may be sooner than you think.
I miss her dearly.
If you look around, you may see a brighter patch.
I can't see a light, but I can smell her cooking.
Ah, that does sound like...
That sounds promising.
She's drawing closer to you.
She knew how to put a stew together. Mm. Do you smell it?
Mm. I think it's that's a very good sign that she
may be around.
So, if you either follow your nose or draw yourself to that, you can obviously feel her getting closer.
I lost my walking stick. Can you help me?
Well, you won't really need that now. You'll be amazed at how it gets easier. All the old aches and pains gradually go. Nelly will help you.
She's calling me.
Can you see her yet?
Not yet, but she's calling me. She said, come, it's ready.
Because you'll probably find she'll come and help you up, pull you along.
That, I wouldn't think so.
Well, she might need a bit of help.
She let me grow.
Ask him if his name's Jim.
Is your name Jim?
Well, I suppose so, but everybody called me Willie. But Jim was my name.
Yeah.
And then he's calling Jim.
So are you happy to go with Nellie now?
Yeah, yes.
You think we can find her?
I'm going to have a good meal. I haven't had one in years.
Right. Yeah. So you can sense where to go now. Can you sense that light? Or see that light a little bit? And you'll find yourself just going, moving towards it. Pulling you in.
I'm afraid she didn't put a plate for you on the table.
Ah, never mind. That's all right. This one's just for you. This is all yours, this one.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah, someone said there might be a few dumplings in there.
Definitely go on and try that.
Yeah. Okay, can you feel yourself moving towards that light now? That's a nice way to do it, isn't it?